This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
We've got Steve Kerr for you again, coming up about 5:15. Alan Stiles, Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason with you on this Warriors Wednesday. And Alan, I also have to remind you that if you want to win two tickets to the Warriors Spurs game on March 31st, I think Alan and I, it's like the only thing we agree on all day is like, well, the Warriors should win that game. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app or listen at 957thegame.com. You'll have more chances depending on how long you listen. One entry for every hour you listen. And every hour you listen is another chance to win up to 8 entries per day. So you download that Odyssey app now. What are you waiting for? Tickets courtesy of the Warriors. And as always, go to warriors.com for your tickets now. I know you had a football question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to huddle up with that now, because on this Warriors Wednesday, Alan, still a lot of people want to talk about the Warriors and what the heck is going on with the Warriors.
Let's keep riding.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. Vince is in San Jose, has some concerns with the Warriors rotation. How are you, Vince?
Hey, I'm doing excellent, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you going to fix the Warriors rotation?
I don't know if there's much that I can do to fix the Warriors rotation.
Well,
if you have Steve Kerr at 5:15, I want you guys to ask him, you know, again, I'm looking at Wiseman and I go, why the heck wouldn't you put Wiseman in? Again, it's all a rotation problem. So Looney comes out, Wiseman comes in. All of a sudden, you don't lose any length, you don't lose any size. You still have your rebounders in there. There's just some questions. Again, if Steve Kerr, if he's on in 10 minutes, you fellas, you got to ask him the questions. We're only 2 games above 500. This is a team that should be 10 or 15 games above 500, especially with the experience that we have. But, you know, we'll get it going.
All right, thank you, Vince. I'll just say this. You know, Wiseman's not on the team anymore, so it's not like Steve can play him. But one of the reasons they're not 10 games over 500 is because they can't guard anybody. And one of the reasons Wiseman is not here anymore is because he couldn't guard anybody. And, you know, people talk about, oh, all the slander of Wiseman. He didn't play very well. He may play better. He put up big numbers last night, as Alan can tell you. But it's not Steve Kerr's fault that when James Wiseman was here, he didn't play very well. I don't know why people can't understand that.
I guess I don't really follow, you know, other centers that come into the league. I'm trying to figure out how far behind Wiseman was defensively than other centers in the league that come in very young. And I think one thing to remember, Whitey, and it's tough because that was the pick that made sense, but he had the situation at Memphis, which I don't even think would be a situation now with the NIL, but that's neither here nor there. But he didn't even get those reps.
Oh, you're right.
In
you're
college.
Right. You're right.
I
have nothing against him. I hope he has a great career.
That's more about the Warriors feeling, you know, Whitey, I talked about my prize picks earlier. You're going to think I'm a degenerate at this point, but
I already do.
That's fair. But that's also me at the roulette table. That was the Warriors. And really not even me at the roulette table, because I don't think it was that crazy of a gamble. You're getting a 7-footer that's athletic and can shoot the three ball. I mean, he can shoot, period, and can do some, you know, can shoot a little bit from the three-point area. How could this possibly go wrong? And we saw that it could go wrong. So the Warriors, they took a swing, they took a gamble, but I think they believed it was a calculated gamble, because look at what we're working with. We're not taking some, you know, some Anthony Bennett random pick. This James Wiseman, anybody that needed a center would have taken James Wiseman.
Mm-hmm. And they also had the fact that Kevon Looney at that point, coming out of that 15-50 year, there were some questions as to whether he'd be able to continue playing, because he had neuropathy issues, and he figured that out, and he's been great. So you have to view the selection against that backdrop as well. Also, that draft, mm-hmm. there are a number of teams who in the first round that year took a player that right now they're feeling like,
Exactly.
But it's just unfortunate when you had the second pick. And on the, you know, on the text line, everyone's now saying, oh, look at his numbers, look at his numbers. He just wasn't helped them. He wasn't helping the Warriors win games.
No.
So, and he was going to cost a lot of money. So are they going to regret it? I don't know, maybe. But they just didn't have the time and they didn't have the money to continue trying to develop him, because that's the bottom line, I think, Alan. He was a lot more raw than they thought he was.
Yeah, and it happens. It happens when you don't have, look, we're figuring out the same thing. I know I've been trying to get to football. We'll probably have to get to it another day, but... The draft is just a gamble. And James Wiseman, we all wish him the best. The Warriors, we have to deal with who is on the Warriors team right now. You got to find a way to get Wiggins back. You got to find a way to get GP2 back. And you got to get rolling from there. You're running out of time. And, you know, Steve Kerr, we're going to hear again from him, 5:15. What you have to do is, you know, lean on your leaders. And Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Now, when Draymond's doing stuff like he did last night, that's tough.
Right.
But you got to lean on them. And even Klay Thompson, who in Steph's absence, he's been more vocal. He's been getting to the rack. He's been doing a lot of different things. So they have the horses in the stable. It's just whether they are going to run or not, and whether they're going to win the race or not.
How can we expect the Warriors to turn it around when you have Draymond Green, one of your leaders, pulling the stunt like he did last night?
Need some help now.
Draymond,
that was an oddity.
He just stopped playing.
And the missed layup, Giddey puts it up and out.
Well, we have to ask Steve Kerr about that. That was, I think it was shocking. I don't think that's an overstatement to say, wait a minute. So Draymond's at the foul line. He wants Poole to throw him the ball. Mm-hmm. Poole doesn't throw him the ball. Poole throws it to Klay. Draymond, in frustration, turns his back on the play. And then Klay throws it to Draymond, who's not looking. And there go the Thunder in transition, which, by the way, 3-on-1 and they couldn't convert.
Right.
Yeah. And then Draymond still wasn't back.
No.
I mean, how, you know, all the talk about, oh, we got to play hard. He gave up on the play. Draymond Green.
I have been accused of reading too much into things, and I'm not trying to do that now, but I will say that that seemed like a play where Draymond was trying to make a statement. I don't know what that statement was, but it did seem like, I'm going to make a statement. Maybe the statement was, hey, if some of these other guys don't have to play defense, well, I'm not going to either. Maybe, or maybe I'm reading too much into it. But it was very out of character, and going back to some of the conversations we had earlier in the show, when it's, well, what do you, you know, you got to tell Draymond he can't do that. He knows. He's probably going to go on his pod. I think he saw he's going live on his pod at some point today or within the near future. And he's going to say, yeah, that one was on me. We all know that. That's the problem with having these vets.
Got something for you, Alan.
Let's hear it.
Pods. This is from Draymond's pod. This is from October of 2022, though.
Okay.
All right. So just listen to what Draymond had to say last October. And tell me if any of that may or may not apply to last night.
If it's LeBron coming in, if it's a Giannis coming in, because them the games I live for.
Easy. You ready for them?
Easy. It's the Knights. I show up, and we playing against the sorry
the Sacramento Kings.
I can't play.
Who, the Kings?
The Kings stink. You name them. OKC right now.
OKC.
Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, the Kings may get better this year, I hope. But, you know, it's like, how am I supposed to get myself up, like, with this engine?
Because you done played so many big-time games.
Like, to on this soft Tuesday. Yeah.
Soft Tuesday. How am I supposed to get this engine up? And by the way, that was actually on Uninterrupted, the shop. It was not on his podcast. A soft Tuesday against OKC. How am I supposed to get up for that game, Alan?
Well, he didn't. He didn't. It's plain and simple, and that's just no excuse. Look, this is Draymond. I know he said it last season, but even so, Draymond, this is not the KD Warriors where you don't have to. You need these W's.
Right.
You can't look at, and even last season, that's a little different because they got off to that hot start. They had some room to play with some things. That's not this season. So to me, that does not ring the same way. And I don't. And I think Draymond knows that. It's not that Draymond didn't get up. You only won 7 games on the road. You better be getting up for everybody that you face because you can't beat anybody. And I looked. I think, Whitey, the best team that they've beat on the road, just off the top of my head, I should remember them. I can memorize seven things. There's only 7 of them. I believe it was the T-Wolves. It was the T-Wolves, or there was somebody else maybe in the 3-4 seed that they beat, and that's the best team.
Okay. By the way, last night, having juice for that game didn't appear to be Draymond's issue. He had 11 points, and he had 11 assists. He only had 1 rebound, but he was 5-for-7. So that wasn't really the issue, but he did give up on his team in that moment. And I agree with what you said. The way Draymond played last night, he didn't take that as a soft Tuesday. Because they know right now they've run out of soft Tuesdays.
They're done.
They don't have any more of those.
No more mulligans.
they don't. But that said, to see Draymond, of all people, if a younger player did it, you say, you can't do that. You need to learn from that. But Draymond in that moment, well, we'll have to ask Steve Kerr about that because the championship court veterans are not supposed to be doing things like that.
No, specifically when you're so close to playoff time, you should be able to smell it. You are 16 games away. And when you look at your road record and who you have left on the road, all right, this is a game that you absolutely have to have. I don't even care if Ja Morant isn't playing. The Grizzlies are better than the Oklahoma City Thunder without Ja Morant. So maybe they get up for that one. Maybe he's saying the collective we, but there's nobody on this team. Let's look at the other road games that they have. So you got the Clippers. I would typically say, well, you know they're going to want to get their get back because of what happened the last time they played. But the Clippers have no soul, so I'm not worried about the Clippers. You got to go to Atlanta. You should be able to take care of business. And guess where you have to go back to, Whitey? You got to go back to Memphis. Mm-hmm. Then you have the Rockets, who can be a little squirrely. Then you have the Mavericks, who, that game, Whitey, you better score. Because neither team plays defense. Whatever the over is in Warriors-Mavericks, you better take that. It might be, what was it, a couple, like a weekend ago, 175 to 176.
That was Sacramento.
They might do that with no overtimes. They might do that with no overtime. So these are games you have to have. You still got to go to Denver. You got to go to Sacramento. And then you finish it off with the Trailblazers on the road again. So there's just no time for that. So that might have been how Draymond was feeling in the moment. But you haven't earned that this year, and he knows that.
Yeah, you're right, by the way. They did win at Minnesota 137 to 114 in November. They also had, and I remember, the win over Toronto 126 to 110. They won, looking for their road wins now, and Warrior fans remember. And they're
you got to keep scrolling. You better filter that.
They won at San Antonio, of course.
Oklahoma City. So that's 6 right there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think the T-Wolves was the best one.
And then they won at Houston. The Rockets are so bad.
That's right awful. Yeah. When you say them out loud, it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes it even worse.
Yeah. So how can we expect this team to be any better than that? When, you know, you look at the road, oh, they should win this game, that game. Understand the game they're playing. But the way this team is so up and down, especially on the road, I don't know if they should win any game or not. I thought the last 2 games, I was on with JD Warriors this week on Saturday, and I said, hey, you know, these next 2 games are winnable. Well, they didn't win either one of them. So that's another reminder to me. It's like, you just never know with this team.
And they just find, it's almost as if they go in to the locker room and how can we trick off this game? How can we lose this game? It doesn't make any sense half the time. Doesn't make any sense, Whitey.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk, as we did earlier today, we'll replay for you Steve Kerr, a conversation with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, by the way, brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi, unbeatable internet, only from Xfinity. Coach Kerr. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time. It's Whitey and Alan Styles today. All things considered, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. We're hearing from a lot of, you know, Warrior fans who are frustrated, of course, as I'm sure you and your staff have been. I have to ask, start coach, with the play in which Draymond turned his back on the ball, speaking of frustration, gave up on the play, failed to get back, although OKC failed to score. It seemed in a way like we were witnessing the opening of to see Draymond doing that, it was like a crack in the foundation of the team. Is that, coach, in your estimation, is that an overreaction?
Well, it was one of several plays in the first half where I felt we were disconnected, and I think there's no question that it can't happen. Though, you know, you have to stay connected throughout every game. There's always going to be moments of frustration. There were a lot of moments of frustration in that game last night, and Draymond knows he was wrong. We talked about it at halftime. He knew he was wrong. He let his frustration get the best of him, and he came back out and competed and played well and played hard in the second half. And, you know, these things happen in the course of an 82-game season, and as long as they don't linger, you keep pushing forward.
You know, coach, it feels like we've had this conversation before. Basically, anytime Steph goes out and he comes back and how it affects Jordan Poole. I'm just curious, is there a conversation that you've had, or are there conversations that you continue to have with Jordan Poole when Steph is out with injury and then comes back? If it's anything like, hey, you know, we know you need to be more aggressive here, or hey, we know you're going back to the bench, but you still need to do X, Y, and Z. Are those conversations that you're still working through with Jordan Poole being a young player?
Well, that's part of coaching, is having individual conversations with your players all the time. So I'm touching base with all of our guys, and Jordan is definitely one of them as a young player who's really talented and who's had a lot of success, but also has a lot of growth ahead of him, which is one of the things that's exciting about JP and you know, where he may be a few years from now. So all of this for him, just like all young players, is part of the experience, you know, of being in the NBA. There's ups and there's downs and there's adversity, and we've had a ton of adversity this year. Jordan has personally had plenty of it, and it's all about how you respond. But, you know, the thing that makes a season like this difficult is when you've got guys in and out and you've got stops and starts, is it's, you know, it's tough for individual players to find a comfort zone, you know, find certain lineup combinations, certain roles, certain substitution patterns, because everything's kind of all over the place. And so it's tough on Jordan, it's tough on everybody, but, you know, it's his job and it's everybody's job to just keep playing, because it's still the same job. You know, you're still going out there and playing, and you got to make good plays continuously at both ends.
Steve Kerr with us on 95.7 The Game. This may not be fair, coach, but I know after you went on the winning streak, Ron Adams was on TV and he was asked, what's going on with the defense? He said, the guys are just playing with more juice. Now, Jordan Poole, to me, in the last couple games coming off the bench, he doesn't seem, it's hard to say sitting at home, but doesn't seem to be playing with much juice. Is he having a hard time finding his way into the game as the sixth man? Is that an issue at all, or am I just way off on that?
No, I think you know, what I just said is definitely you know, a factor for Jordan. It's been tough for him to be in and out of the lineup, to have his rotation changed. But the same goes for Kuminga, the same goes for Looney, and the same goes for Dante. You know, you can go down the list, but what I've experienced in my NBA career, both as a player and as a coach, is, you know, when things go well and you have a good season, and you have consistency of health and good play, it's really easy for everybody to fall into a role. And when things are topsy-turvy and you go through adversity, roles change, and it's really hard to find your role and to fill your role when a season is really bumpy. And that's what I see this year. A lot of stops and starts, as I said, and changing lineups, and it just makes it difficult on a lot of guys. But that's the way it is, and you got to play through it.
Coach, you have one one more game for this three-game road trip before you come back home. And I'm just curious, obviously, besides guys being in and out of the lineup, the roster doesn't necessarily change when you're home and on the road. Could any of this at this point be mental in terms of when you're on the road, just it's starting to now avalanche into something? Oh, we don't play well on the road, and then you play into that maybe mentally, or is it just a physical thing? What could it be?
Well, obviously, you know, we've been looking at this since the very beginning of the season. We started out 0-5 on our East Coast road trip, and that kind of put us behind the eight ball, and we've been swimming upstream, you know, ever since. I'm mixing my metaphors here, but you know, the slow start contributed to the road woes for sure. And the interesting thing is, when you look at the numbers, teams are just shooting the lights out against us from three on the road, and then when we get back to Chase, they don't shoot the three nearly as well. It's a dramatic difference. Last night felt like one of those games where, man, they were hitting everything. You know, I think at the end of the first quarter, you get the young guy, Jang, who hits a sidestep three from 26 feet at the buzzer. You know, he was shooting 25% from three going into the game. So you just don't expect that on the road, and yet it's happening. And so we have to look at it and say, all right, is that a fluke? I don't think it's a fluke. I think in general, teams are getting better shots against us on the road than we'll, you know, they're getting at home. So that's just about really fortifying your defense at the point of attack, you know, not having to make as many rotations, keeping the ball in front of you, you know, just making sure your opponent is getting lesser quality shots than what they're getting.
Yeah, coach, as fans, we talk a lot about rim protection. The best rim protectors, to me, have always been the guys that are able to keep the ball out of the paint in the first place. Mm-hmm. Last night, you didn't have enough of those. So does some of the three-point numbers other teams are enjoying, does it actually start at the point of attack, and that's where the defense is just not what you need it to be, actually on the ball at times?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. But, you know, you have to go into each game with a game plan based on who you're playing. And, you know, OKC's not a great three-point shooting team. They're decent, but not great. Our key going into the game was keeping them off the foul line and keeping them, you know, away from the paint. We just didn't want to give up transition layups and, you know, half-court layups and fouls. And the game, you know, despite the slow start for us, you know, we had a four-point lead in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So it really was the fouls in the third that got us. You know, I think they shot 14 or 16 free throws in the third quarter alone, and that just changed everything. So we got a little bit away from our game plan. With that said, watching the tape, I thought OKC played incredibly well. I thought they hit tough shots. And I thought we played well enough to win. And just like I did in L.A., I thought we played well enough to beat the Lakers, but we didn't do it. So I try to look at it big picture-wise. You know, we won five in a row at home. We've played well enough to win the last two nights, but we didn't. So we've got to maintain our confidence and get back on the horse tomorrow.
Coach, there have been a lot of questions about the amount of threes that the team is taking and the types of threes that the team is taking. How important is shot selection when it comes to getting back and setting up your defense? All missed shots aren't created equally, so, you know, a bad three-point attempt, it can lead to offense or easy offense for your opponent.
For sure. I mean, you guys hear me talk about connecting the game all the time. You know, connecting the game, meaning you get a good shot on offense, you're going to be in good position defensively. And, you know, if you get a stop on defense, you're going to have a better chance to score in transition before the defense can get set up. So the game's got to connect, and that really starts with good possessions offensively, good shot selection. And there's no question we've had games where we've taken some wild threes, some difficult threes. I never look at the total. I don't really care what the total number of threes is per game. I look at the quality. If we're getting good looks for our good shooters, then The more the merrier. But there are times when bad ones are leading to bad defense.
Coach Kerr, as a player or as a coach, have you ever seen anything like what we have in the Western Conference this year with the standings so packed, for almost from top to bottom, where every day somebody loses a game, someone else wins, and everything's topsy-turvy? Have you ever seen anything like how compacted these standings are in the conference this year?
Never, never. And I think the play-in tournament has probably added to it. You know, you got more teams now that are going for it at the trade deadline. More teams that feel like they're alive. But still, even with that, you're talking about a three game difference in the loss column from, you know, 4-13, whatever it is. It's crazy. It can turn. Everything can just flip in 48 hours, depending on the results of a few games. So it's remarkable.
Coach, we're going to change the vibe here and talk about something positive. How good has Dante DiVincenzo been for this team? And did you expect this? We know he did some things in Milwaukee, and he struggled with injury and some other things in Sacramento. How good has he been for the Warriors?
Dante's been great. What an addition, and really a good fit with our team because he's a ball mover. You know, he's really aggressive at both ends of the floor, excellent defender, and he just plays with energy. He's a competitor and a winner, and he fits with any lineup that we play. You know, he can handle the ball, he can play off the ball, and as I said, he moves it along. It's one of the reasons you know, he's been starting with Steph and Clay because he'll get the ball moving side to side, which is the best way to take advantage of those two shooters. So Dante's been fantastic, and I'm thrilled for him because he'll be a free agent this summer, and he's put himself in a great position going forward.
You know, the great Gary St. Jean always says when he comes on the station, if you want to know what the Warrior offense is about, he says, two things, player movement, ball movement. And certainly Dante DiVincenzo has been all about that. That said, Coach, I've been a little surprised that the last two games, even with Steph back, still you've had the slow starts offensively. I thought that, well, when Steph's back, those will take care of themselves there. Were you a little surprised in the last two games that, again, the slow starts have plagued your team?
Yeah, I was, you know, and it's one of the reasons we changed the lineup, you know, in the last couple of games. But it's tough to figure, especially given that we've got Steph and Clay in the backcourt, you know, two incredible shot makers, and the success that we've had with this group. It is surprising that we're getting off to these slow starts. So it's something we're looking at and trying to figure out if there's an answer to it. And we'll keep looking.
We appreciate it. And by the way, I know he's only played limited minutes here, but what have you thought of Andre Iguodala's return so far?
Well, Andre's he understands the game at a level that is so crucial for success. I mean, what he does at both ends, even though he's not really scoring, he's just he's connecting our shooters. He's getting the ball to the right people, and then defensively, he's a genius. I mean, he knows exactly what's happening. He's so long and athletic. Even, you know, at this age, he's still incredibly athletic. And you know, he gets in front of somebody, that guy is generally not going to get around him, nor is he going to get a good shot over the top of him. So Andre's he's still a hell of a player.
Coach, you face the Grizzlies tomorrow, and obviously there's been a lot going on with Ja Morant, and even last year there were talks about the team not necessarily being better without Ja Morant, but they played really well when he wasn't on the floor. They've struggled a little bit with him being gone. They have lost three straight, but how do you keep the team focused and focus on the task at hand, because this team can still be scary without Ja Morant?
Yeah, I think Tyus Jones is one of the best backup points in the league. I mean, he's a fantastic player. You know, he's given us trouble in the past, and they obviously have got plenty of talent when you look at their roster with Bane and Brooks and Jackson and all these guys. So still a very formidable team, well-coached, a two-way team, you know, really good defensively, and they can get out and score. So We know it's going to be a tough game tomorrow, regardless of who's out there.
Looking forward to it. Best of luck to you the rest of the way, Coach. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay. You too. Thanks, guys.
Draymond did, he did have a podcast today, Alan. It's Whitey Gleason, Alan Stiles on 95.7 The Game. Thanks to Coach Kerr. I don't know that Draymond addressed what happened last night, but he did address the Memphis Grizzlies. So maybe in a way, he's using what Dylan Brooks said about him to, maybe he's hiding behind that a little bit and rather than addressing what went down last night. So we're looking ahead, I guess, rather than looking back on what was a really shockingly embarrassing moment for the Warriors.
It was, and I think, you know, Steve Kerr said exactly what a coach should say. Protect your guys, whatever you handle in-house. That's exactly where you handle it.
Some of the Warrior fans think that Steve Kerr should have called him out, thrown him under the bus.
He could have, but why do that to the media? It might be even a little sticky because Draymond is technically part of the media. And he's going to hear it. He's going to hear it himself. And look, he had a lot of things to say about Dylan Brooks. And that's circulating right now, Whitey, as he called Dylan Brooks, among other things, you are not a champ. You are a clown. What did he say? The dynasty starts after you, not with you. He had a lot of things. But to be fair, Dylan Brooks, as normal, as usual, he started it.
Yes. Draymond said, if you ever wondered why the Grizzlies are not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They actually are depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. That's where it gets really interesting, says Draymond. Your level of understanding the game of basketball is at a fan level.
Yeah.
And you're running around talking about a dynasty. The dynasty starts after you, not with you. That's just a fact. I know dynasty-like players. They aren't clowns. That doesn't work when building a dynasty. Take it from me. I actually know. Clowns don't work building a dynasty. That's Draymond Green. Green to Dylan Brooks.
That's all fine and good. You better go out and win tomorrow night.
Which of those do you think was the sharpest insult?
Well, I think all the champ stuff, I would assume that the Grizzlies are immune to it at this point. If there are jokes that you've heard time and time again, you get immune to it, whether they're from family or friends or whoever. But when you just call somebody straight up an idiot and just say, at one point he also said, Draymond also said, you know, because Dylan Brooks said something, maybe that's why they like playing with him over there because of these things that he does. And Draymond says, I don't even know if they like playing with you over there, or something to the effect of they don't like playing with you over there. So when you take shots at the fact that, hey, does my family even like me as much as I think? It might make Dylan Brooks think a sort some type of way, but they've been doing this for so long. I don't know. I think they trade them back and forth, but nobody bats an eye.
Mm-hmm. Next time you speak up on me, says Draymond to Dylan Brooks, you should do some soul searching. Next time you speak up on me, I hope you're in a better situation than you are now, where the guys you play with actually enjoy playing with you because they actually think you're contributing to winning. To me, the best, you know, you say you have a fan's knowledge of the game, but to me, the sharpest blow is the dynasty starts after you, not with you.
There were a couple.
Yeah.
And they were all, I can't say factual statements because I don't know that Dylan Brooks is an idiot or not. That is how Draymond feels, right? And look, he's not a champion. And if Dylan Brooks is going to continue to open his mouth and talk about Draymond, even if somebody asks you the question, you don't got to say everything you said about Draymond. So he's asking for it. Mm. I just think personally Dylan Brooks doesn't care. And Dylan Brooks, how about this, Whitey? What if Dylan Brooks knows that they obviously play tomorrow night? And what if Dylan Brooks knows that Draymond is more important to the Warriors than he is to the Grizzlies? So if I get Draymond off his game, that's more important than Draymond attempting to get me out of my game. When Whitey, earlier in the show, you said that Dylan Brooks can't shoot anyway. And, you know, he's a hacker. And you didn't say he was a hacker, but he did hack GP2 last season. So maybe Dylan Brooks is trying to play chestnut checkers and he's just going to sacrifice that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm reaching here, but
Dylan Brooks takes more shots than anybody on that team except Bane and Morant per game. And he's shooting 39% overall, 32% on threes. He can't shoot.
It's because he's always open, but you got to sit there and think to yourself,
yeah,
Playboy, Why are you open?
Yeah, there's a reason why you're wide open.
Why are you open?
Yes, and I would not be surprised if we see the Warriors employ that strategy tomorrow night. Like, we're not guarding Dylan Brooks.
They did a lot of it even in the playoff series, and I think he might have burned them one game.
Yeah.
One game, maybe.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If I'm not mistaken, with March Madness coming up, I'm pretty sure Dylan Brooks, he went off in that one of the games where he played for Oregon.
Oregon,
Ducks. I know, yeah. Granny probably can give me all the facts here, but
Granny's literally wearing an Oregon sweatshirt.
He was hitting threes in that game.
Yeah.
He was hitting threes in that game.
Isn't he the guy that Coach K came over to after they beat Duke, and he told him, like, hey, you don't need to be doing that. And, like, the Oregon coach was a Dan
probably.
Hall, or some other coaches were saying, Coach K can't do that. That's not his player. Wasn't that Dylan Brooks?
Yes, that was the 2016 Elite Eight when Oregon dominated Duke.
He did, and I was glad to see him do that. Jordan Bell, right, was on that team.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, yeah. But Coach K was, like, admonishing him, and other coaches were saying, that's not your player. You can't do that. Anyway.
Yeah. Coach Kerr would do that to NBA players. Coach K can do what he wants.
888-957-9570. Buck in Berkeley's been hanging on to talk about Warrior consistency, or perhaps the lack thereof. What's up, Buck?
Hey, all right. How you doing today?
Good. What can we do for you?
So I wanted to talk about the keys to consistency for the Warriors. The Warriors' procedures are at best, I need to take this headset off, are at best inconspicuous. You wouldn't even know who they were. Now, Curry needs to intimate to lead, you know, I mean, in terms of to lead one together. He needs to intimate clearly.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Buck. Thanks for hanging on. I wasn't quite following the thread there, and maybe that's on me, but thank you for the call. Thanks for hanging on.
Thanks,
yeah.
Buck.
Yeah, appreciate that. So the stage is set for the Grizzlies and the Warriors tomorrow night. I mean, there's certainly no excuse for them rolling out there tomorrow night and looking like they just don't quite have the belly for the fight.
I do think Draymond is very smart in how he times these things. And I don't think it's a surprise that this comes out basically the day before the Grizzlies play the Warriors. And look, we talked about Dylan Brooks playing some type of weird chestnut checkers. Draymond might be doing the same thing. Maybe at this point in Draymond's career, right, he needs to be hyped up. And there is a way to look at this, Whitey, that you could say that the Grizzlies are helping the Warriors, because every time the Warriors start to fall asleep a little bit, the Grizzlies wake them up. And I would be surprised if the Warriors don't come out tomorrow with a little hitch in their giddy up, not just because of what Draymond said, obviously because it's the Grizzlies, but a little added something because it is the Grizzlies and Draymond has this back and forth going on and we're going to protect our guys. So I think that this is a separate conversation, but you can make the argument that the Grizzlies have helped the Warriors not get complacent and just continue to build. I'm not saying they're the reason they won a championship, but you need somebody to poke the bear a little bit, and the Grizzlies are always there to poke the bear.
Yeah. Yeah, poking the bear indeed. How about this, Alan? Let's say the Warriors win tomorrow. They certainly could. Let's say they win. Maybe it would depend on how they do it. But a win is a win, especially now. A road win over the number two, check that, number three seed in the West. If the Warriors win that game, can I save some room for you? You want back on board?
No.
Huh? On the belief buggy? Huh? Back on board the belief buggy?
If we were talking about Bart earlier, you know, when it's packed on Bart and you try to sneak in and then you can rest back on the door, make a little room for me so I can maybe put a foot in, but I don't need to necessarily board yet, all right? If they do,
that would be a huge win.
Without Ja and Brandon Clark out with the Grizzlies spiraling, I think it's a tough one for the Warriors, because I don't know if it would be a huge win, but I do think it would be viewed as another bad loss.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that would make it such a big win, is you would continue pounding another nail in the Grizzlies' coffin. Like, this ain't your year and things ain't going your way and we're going to come kick your ass
in
your own building.
We have 7 wins on the year. The Grizzlies are 7 away wins on the year. And the Grizzlies are really, really good at home. I think that's another piece of this, Whitey. Even without Ja Morant, the Grizzlies are really good at home.
26-5. Yeah, I guess that's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good. I mean, that's you reverse that for the pretty much just add a couple more wins for the Warriors away record. So if the Warriors can get this done, sure, I will admit it would be a solid, it would be a great victory, but you don't need to make room for me yet.
By the way, didn't you think Coach Kerr was kind of just subdued today? I mean, he was cooperative and fine, but just a little kind of,
Might be wearing on him a little bit. It's getting to crunch time.
I know. Coming up next, are you feeling about things in this season the way Steph Curry is? That's up next here. It's Whitey Gleason, Alan Stiles, and we are sponsored by 5-Hour Energy.
Remember college? 5-Hour Energy got you through. The energized feeling you relied on back then still works today. Rediscover 5-Hour Energy. It'll get you through again. Visit 5hourenergy.com.
Want to win two tickets to the Warriors versus Spurs game on March 31st?
Oh.
All you have to do is download the Odyssey app or listen at 957thegame.com.
Ta-da!
The longer you listen, the more chances you have to win. You'll get one entry for every hour you listen. And every hour you listen is another chance to win. Up to 8 entries per day. So download the Odyssey app now. Tickets courtesy of the Warriors. And as always, go to warriors.com for your tickets now.
Mom, Dad, Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through March 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
Golfers, teed up at the Golf Mart for the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Featuring the Stealth 2 Woods and Irons. The new Stealth 2 Woods combines speed and forgiveness to unlock forgiveness. And the new Stealth HD Irons deliver high launch with draw bias to give you the confidence to expect better shots more often. Swing into the Golf Mart and get custom fit today. The Golf Mart. Unmatched expertise, unmatched service.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you can start speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en 2 días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Why do we turn crumpled up paper into three-pointers?
Boom! Nothing but recycling bin.
Why do we use rock, paper, scissors to make decisions?
One, two, three, shoot!
Yes!
Okay, pizza with pineapple. Again.
Why do we talk into fans?
I'm talking into a fan.
Why do we tell dad jokes?
I tripped over a shrubbery yesterday. I think it was an ambush.
Why? For the same reason we play scratchers from the California Lottery. Because a little play can make your day. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase, play, or claim.
Find what you love at the Miele Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. Out of your dreams and into your kitchen, select the qualifying built-in kitchen appliance package that's right for you. With unrivaled technology and luxury-grade quality, when you bring home a Miele, you're bringing home true innovation. Now, for a limited time, save up to $2,100 with the purchase of a qualifying Miele appliance package. Visit the Miele Innovation Center at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Tune in to 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off of every Warriors game. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet, only from Xfinity.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with free two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/Viagra. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/Viagra.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we are realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile, unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
It is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today. Kevin Michael, Whitey Gleason, Alan Stiles. Alan, this Warriors season has been so unnerving in some ways that here we are heading down the home stretch. We haven't even talked about the fact that Steph Curry tossed in 40 last night.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
Because maybe that's a piece of this, maybe, and I keep on going back to this game, and I know I shouldn't, but when Steph dropped 50 against the Suns or something crazy like that, and I think they lost by 50. So I don't know if the Steph Curry shows are exactly what the Warriors need, because Steph dropping 40 is cool, but when Steph drops 40 but Jordan Poole doesn't show up, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. So I know Steph did ball out, but there still has to be some more cohesiveness and things coming from different areas of the team, pieces of the team, in order for them to be successful.
Steph says, we all remember the We Believe Warriors. Steph Curry says the Warriors, one thing they can't afford to lose is their belief that they can come back and win this whole thing.
Nobody would say we've played consistent or played our best basketball yet. And that, you know, if you truly believe that our goal is to win a championship and that the reward at the end is great enough to fight through what we've all been through and where we're going to go through these last however many games, you know, we can do it. That's, the confidence has to remain. That's why we lace them up. So we got to get there.
By the way, we just got a note that Kevin Durant is out tonight for the Suns. The Suns are here Monday. Kevin Durant out. With a left ankle injury. He slipped in pregame and injured his left ankle. So something to keep an eye on there.
Wow. And that would be nuts because, number one, Kevin Durant, hope you're doing well. Hope it's not too serious. But if he doesn't play, Whitey, that would extend the streak of Kevin Durant not playing against the Warriors since he left at home.
Yeah. Boy, I hope he plays Monday.
I understand
what you're saying. Yeah. And they, let's see, tonight they are home to Oklahoma City. So, yeah. Kevin Durant looks like he's out tonight. We'll see about his status for Monday. Now, as far as Steph Curry was asked how he feels. He's been back a couple games and he threw in 40. And I think what Steph Curry says here, I think a lot of Warrior fans, when they look at this team, feel basically the same way.
Physically feel great, emotionally all over the place.
Emotionally all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where it is right now.
Yeah.
That's where Steve Kerr, I think, was to a degree.
Look, this goes back to the Steph Curry of old, where we were not questioning, but there's that one type of competitor. It's the Mamba mentality, or if it's Jordan, and we look at different guys and how they react, and oh my gosh, are they a competitor? Do they have it in them? And Steph, I think, had to answer those questions really early on in his career, not so much now, but I think it's just the ups and downs of Steph doesn't like losing. Steph does not care. When you talk about the selflessness, Steph does not care that he dropped 40. He cares that they are 0-2 from his return in two games that he knows that they should have won.
Because that's the Warrior culture. That's just the way he's wired. But the Warrior culture, he's such a big part of it, such a great fit, because the Warrior culture is we strength in numbers. We do what we need to do to win. We want to win more than anything. So when Draymond last night lost his cool and got frustrated and turned his back on the ball, led to a turnover, that is counter to everything this team and these veterans are supposed to stand for. And that's why it was so troubling.
Right, right. And you not getting back, you giving up on your team, you showing up, showing up your team.
Yes,
but
you're right.
To be fair, Steph, even if it was warranted, that Grizzlies game where Jordan Poole took that ridiculous three, Steph did show up his team too. And he showed up his team to the fact where he got ejected. So nobody has been perfect this season. And I think that is part of Steph saying, emotionally all over the place. You got, I can't keep it under wraps. Draymond never can keep it under wraps. Jordan Poole is on it, you know, doing his own thing. Klay is trying to just, Klay's really been the most steady piece of this. You got Andrew Wiggins. They have no clue when he comes back. I know we see all the videos with Steph and GP2 laughing and having a good time on the bench, but you know they want to get him off the bench and into the game. So I can completely see where Steph's coming from.
That's a great point you just raised. It reminds me of something I've heard about musicians. If we're on stage and we're playing live and you screw up, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I call attention to it, like looking at you, or that's verboten. Mm-hmm. The musician's like, you don't do that. And that's essentially what Draymond did last night, what Steph did when he threw his mouthpiece.
Right.
It's like right in front of everybody, showing up your team. I hadn't thought of it that way. You're right. That's awful.
They've all been culprits this season, and they're fighting through it. There's still time, but time is a ticking.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a ticking. And
it is.
You really got to get back on the right track, and it's not going to be tough in Memphis.
Defense.
It's not going to be easy.
888-957-9570. Robin in San Francisco joins us. Maybe a good way to wrap this thing up. Robin, where are you with the Warriors?
Well,
are you okay?
Dad, I'm gonna start this up. My dad, a couple of things, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is everything okay? We went to you and you kind of hesitated, that little hitch in your get along.
Yeah, because I'm chewing on a taffy.
Okay, sure. That'll do
anyway,
it.
Anyway, my dad, God bless his soul, he's deceased now, but he was a big Raider fan. And, of course, you know, we live in San Francisco for 50 years, so we forgave him, but we used to tease him because they would be really bad. And I said, Dad, what's up with the Raiders? This goes along with how I feel about the Warriors. He would just, picture this, you guys, drop his head down to his chin, to his chest, and just shake his head both ways. And that's where I am with the Warriors, okay? Simply, they're a 500 team, and I don't see it getting any better. Everyone's reaching for solutions and answers and what they could do better. And sometimes you're just a 500 team, and that is the reality of it, and you're going to be inconsistent. The last thing I want to say is, Alan, I think you touched on something. I'm not saying it's true and what, you know, but did you guys ever notice when Kevin Durant was with the Warriors, whenever he scored, what, was it 40 or so many points, 35, they could see a trend, and the Warriors would lose when he would score any time over 35 points, and the Warriors would lose. I don't know if there's anything to be said about Steph getting all those points and then they lose. I don't know, but I do see a similarity. And the last thing I want to say is my heart goes out to the families, to the victims in Mexico. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Thank you. I think if there's anything to that, it would be if a Durant, back when he was with the team, or Steph, when those guys have to have those big scoring nights, sometimes it means they're filling a void that is there because exactly. Someone else is not.
Exactly. You don't have, obviously, you haven't had Andrew Wiggins. Jordan Poole hasn't been exactly what you needed. So you don't want to have to deal with that. And it results in a loss. Klay, 23 points. Jordan Poole, 11. Not going to cut it.
Not shooting well. We got the Warriors and the Grizzlies tomorrow about this time. And I'll see you, what are you doing Friday? I'll give it another try.
Why not?
Yeah. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, Warriors Roundtable with Kevin Dana, Gary St. Jean, an hour of Warriors content after last night's loss in OKC.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.